Stu, always good to have you back in our airwaves. Talk a little boys state tournament. You and Mike did a tremendous job covering the girls. I know pretty happy around here. We had three area teams, got one in the championship and a state champ at Dundee County Stratton. You had a chance to sit in there and watch that. Tigers came through. Boy, really played well in that championship game, didn't they?
They did. I mean, they are more than just the Spargo girls, but tell you what, those are two of the better athletes we have in the state, Clara and Abby, and they're fun to watch. Looking forward to seeing if they can repeat, and they probably should in Class D track as long as they stay healthy.
Yep. Coach Spargo and I have had little talks about that and what they're going to do. They've got practically the whole Kent Caboodle back on the girls, and they got a lot of boys, too. So they're going to be shooting for that double trophy again.
I think it's very possible. So, I mean, you know, the boys didn't quite have the football and basketball seasons that they had hoped for, but still good athletes and, you know, takes two or three good weeks at Burke and another title can come their way.
Stu, the boys state tournament, a lot of storylines. I know one following, of course, with our former McCook coach and Joel Heisser stepping down at the end of the state tournament at Papillion La Vista South, winning the title last year. They're in this year as a sixth seed, and Westside's in the top set of the bracket as a one seed. Will they meet again? But I think, would you agree, the Titans' road to a championship probably a little tougher this year, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, they'd have to go through prep and Bellevue West, perhaps, or potentially having to play the rival Monarchs of Papillion La Vista, and then who comes out of the top, which, you know, it would suggest Westside, but I think, Rich, this is one of the most wide-open Class A tourneys, I think, in the past 10 years.
So don't be surprised on any sort of combination when it comes to teams in the semifinals. It won't surprise you in anything in the least, will it?
No. I mean, there are ways. I mean, maybe Lincoln High has the toughest road, but they've got Brady Mick, who just dazzled in the fourth quarter against Prep. And, you know, it just depends. I've seen Westside play very well, and I've seen them have their B-minus game. So, again, you know, how do kids react? And, you know, do they think that there's walkovers? Or you got to show up this year. You cannot have a subpar game, I don't think, and advance in Class A this year.
I think Class B is going to be fun to watch as well. Again, you got a lot of the regulars, Stu, with Scud, with Wahoo, with Norris, Elkhorn North back. We saw them in the district final. Scott's Bluff, the runners up last year. So a lot of the same players back once again for Class B.
Well, what was amazing is 7 of the 8 schools were at state last week. Mm-hmm. We swap out Sydney for Wahoo this week. Is that wild?
Yeah, it is crazy. And of course, this year Scott and Wahoo are on opposite sides of the bracket. Last year, of course, they were, I do believe, they're on the same side of the bracket. So that's everybody kind of maybe possibly Scott Wahoo, a Scott Norris game, I should say, in the championship.
It's very possible. You know, I was looking here too. 7 of the 8 were there at state last year. Again, we swap out, last year was DC West, which is now in the C1 field, for Bennington. So, I mean, this has been a good run for these schools. And, you know, I think the same four that got to the semis last year get through this year, which would be Scott, Elkhorn North, Norris, and Scott's Bluff.
Yeah, the Bearcats, we know them pretty well. Veteran crew, some of those guys have played a lot of state tournament basketball, once again, for Coach Gulley in the last couple of years.
Nate Kelly, some coaches swear that he's been around 5 or 6 years, but he's going to head to UNK, and I think they're getting a great point guard.
We'll be watching Ogallala as well. We had a chance to see the Indians a couple of times this year. Wow, they just have not been challenged, Stu, hardly at all by anybody this year.
Ashland Greenwood probably was their toughest opponent so far, and that could be a rematch for the state title this time. You know, you just hope that Sawyer Smith doesn't turn an ankle between now and Thursday at 9 a.m. at Devaney. You know, I mean, that really, you know, sidelined their chances last year, and I think that's made them hungry. You got GICC back after a couple years. Ashland Greenwood with a Lincoln Christian team that record's not the greatest, but boy, they've played well against some good teams. And then Auburn, Jimmy Weeks, back after a year's absence against Gothenburg, that lost to Donovan Trumbull in sub-districts and then won the rematch to go to state.
Yeah, wasn't that something with Ogallala last year? I know they're hoping to get through that with Sawyer out that first game. They played Wednesday and would have had Thursday out, played a Friday, but it just didn't happen. I'm sure they've caught a lot of guff or probably kidding them a lot about being in bubble wrap maybe this week just to keep them from getting injured or keep them getting sick because, boy, it's theirs to lose. They're going to be the favorites, no question, in this one.
Well, they're the C1 team ranked in the overall top 10 of mine, and Ashland Greenwood was there until they lost to Ogallala. So, you know, they're both top 10 worthy teams, and it could be a really fun final. Ogallala would want to try and pick up the pace, and Ashland Greenwood will want to keep a moderate pace. By the way, how about Cale Jacobson yesterday?
That he was solid. Those two big threes in the overtime were humongous. That's for sure.
It kind of shows the form chart's not always right on who can shoot it and who can't. I mean, Kale's as clutch a performer as we've had this decade in the state.
Yeah, no question. Nebraska guy, Sam Hoiberg, a Lincoln Pius kid. Boy, they made the Nebraska folks proud, didn't they?
Well, Brandon Frager from Southwest. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, Price Sanford, you know, his roots are in Holdridge.
Yeah, I tell my kids, hey, I played against Dad Brian back in the day, back in those, 85, 86 years when Holdridge, they were really good. Man, they were tougher than nails. The Corey Cooks, the Jack Lindstroms, and Brian Sanford played that two guard, and Todd Veal in there. That Holdridge bunch was really good back in the day.
Yeah, well, it's a good bloodline that the Sanford boys have. So it's been fun to watch and see what happens. Bad thing from my perspective is the Husker game, maybe with Purdue, whenever they play on Friday, it's 5:30 in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be watching a Class B semifinal at that time.
Fremont Bergen and C2 won it last year, and they're right back in the thick of things. A one-loss team again, loaded for bear this year, aren't they?
Well, they were kind of the Cinderella underdog last year. They're the hunted this year. And strangely, although they're about 20 miles apart, UTAN, which is the number one seed, hasn't played Bergen. So that could be a first meeting in the state final. You got North Bend and North Fork Catholic with great records. Valentine, I think they could surprise. They've got some height. They've got the state high jump champion, Isaac Cronin. Mm-hmm. They've got the Bebout brothers. You know, if there's a sleeper there, I think it's Valentine.
Yeah, we were talking about them being out of the Southwest Conference for the first time this year. If they would have been in that conference, who knows? Maybe they are
Ogallala,
exactly
yeah.
Right. Maybe they give the Indians a go, possibly. But they're not in that conference. That would have been interesting, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. You know, and again, that just is a sign of what's happening out. You know, the Western two-thirds in the state. You know, you've got different conference alignments and teams, unfortunately, schools not getting any bigger.
Then in the 2D class, D1, you've got two teams had great runs last year in Howells Dodge and then St. Mary's back. I see Johnson Brock is not back this year, but you've got some other familiar teams again in both brackets.
Yeah, well, I think we have 20 teams that are back from last year. Yeah, Johnson Brock moved up, but they lost it to C2 for enrollment. Freeman got them in the district final. They had played three times. You know, Howells Dodge is just solid. Lost last year to JB by 15. You've got East Butler, which has to play McCool Junction. They played three times, split their games. That winner probably makes it to Saturday night at Pinnacle.
Now, I do believe I read, Stu, and I think an article that Mr. Mike Patterson did pretty well in his picks. You're going to have to follow that up and do well in yours this week.
He got four, and he very easily could have gotten six. You know, with the Omaha North injury to Joe Montoyer really changed the complexion of that final with North Star, and congrats to North Star. Tommy Johnson there has really put together a program. Annie Lou, Kendall Anderson stayed with them all 4 years, and, you know, kudos to them. Even with Joe Montoyer, I think it would have been a very close game, and you know, in the final, in the last game of the day, it was Howells Dodge really having to turn back the Queen Bees of Bloomfield. What a great name. I mean, some people don't like the lady, you know, tag to them, but the Queen Bees, now, as Mike said, well, there's only one queen bee in a hive. Well, there's a lot of them, and two of them are named Melodies. And we're going to, you know, whereas DCS has the Spargos, these Bloomfield's got the Melodies. And again, they could meet up at some point, you know, with Abby coming back, you know, if you get a classification change.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very true. I think he had pretty good crowds for the girls' state tournaments, too, and I'm sure the boys will be out in big time numbers again.
You would hope so. It's interesting. Class A, the farthest west team is Lincoln Southwest.
How about that? Wow.
Yeah. I mean, the change in formats, we're getting the best teams to state. I do believe that. And, you know, with the other classes, especially, you know, C's and D's where you're, you know, seeding the district and the sub-district and the at-large and playing off basically a first round. Yeah, we don't see the blowouts, thankfully, we have had in the past in the first round at state. And I think in the girls, the largest margin of victory is like 31.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you don't have to worry about a 40-point blowout, you know, running clock, that's just better for the state tourney.
Stu, thanks a million, sir. Always do a great job. Appreciate the previews. Have a fun time this week, okay?
We'll certainly try, and always thanks for your interest.
I appreciate it, Stu. Take care. Have a good week.
You too.